Coming up, there'll be no handshake for now. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, refuses to meet his Ukrainian counterpart at talks in Paris. But the talking will continue. The US says it's not too late for Russia to turn back in Crimea. Also, Venezuela marks the anniversary of Hugo Chavez's death amid growing anti-government protests. We'll hear from our correspondent on the plight of Muslims.
I can't do anything as there's no doctor here, he says. I spend all my time thinking about how I can get them some care.
And later, a dinosaur that made a big impression in Europe. Now to Venezuela.
El país está funcionando libremente con tranquilidad desde todas las horas de la mañana.
That was the president, Nicolas Maduro, speaking at a ceremony to commemorate the first anniversary of the death of his predecessor, Hugo Chavez.
The president used today as a show of his strength. After a military parade, he had a meeting with some of his counterparts from Cuba and other countries around the region. And among other things, he announced that he was breaking off diplomatic and commercial relations with Panama. And that is because the Panama government has been asking the Organization of American States to get involved in the current protests that are ongoing here in Venezuela.
The anniversary, of course, came against a background of weeks of opposition protests. Did the ceremony itself go off without incident?
The ceremonies took place independently from the protests, but the protests did not stop today. The opposition party that gathers many of the moderate voices within the opposition, but at the same time, protesters did not seem to listen to that call. And not only did they take to the streets here in Caracas, but also in other parts of the city, of the country. Well, the country in certain ways has changed for worse, according to many economists, especially when it comes to the economy. And many people blame Mr. Maduro for this. They say that Mr. Chavez had a control over many sectors of the economy, as well as people within his own, within the government. And they say that Mr. Maduro is much weaker. At the same time, the government is obviously blaming the right wing and saying that they're trying to stage a coup with the backing of the United States.